Hello again, tis myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Podcast. I'd like to continue with our little study on, that's a hard word, isn't it? Our little teaching on grace. This is 20 weeks or so we've been on this subject. And I want to, this morning, read you, maybe it's this afternoon or this evening where you're listening to this, but I want to read you from John's Gospel, the Gospel of John, chapter 8 of the Gospel of John. And Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that we should be that she should be stoned. What do you say? What says thou? And this they said, tempting him, that they might have something to accuse him with. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. And so they continued asking him, and he lifted himself up and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast the stone at her. And again he stooped down on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience. I wondered, just by the way, was he writing on the ground some of their sins? Adultery, fornication, theft, hypocrisy, who knows? Yeah, but they got convicted. And then they left, one by one. They went out, one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Has nobody, no man, condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Oh, that's beautiful. That's priceless. Priceless life-giving words spoken by our Savior to the woman taken in adultery, in the very act of adultery. This poor creature, this poor woman was discovered in the actual act of fornication and dragged through the streets, dragged before Jesus by those who thought themselves righteous. Well, these men knew full well Christ's love and compassion for poor, helpless sinners, and had no doubt heard his blistering denunciations against the Pharisees, but here was a case in which they were convinced Christ would be compelled to condemn this miserable woman. And do you see how they wanted to compromise Jesus? So there was no denial on her part. It appears she had nothing to say. She was guilty. Nothing to say. She was taken in the very act of adultery. Hey, by the way, where was the man? It takes two to tango. Where was the man? It's a whole setup. These Pharisees had set the whole thing up. And so she's guilty and nothing to say. Kind of like us when we first stood guilty before God. We had no reason to give why we should get mercy or any, why a switch sentence should not be passed upon us. We were guilty, sinners, guilty. And these men, they caught this woman, this poor woman. And these men were Pharisees, they were depending on their strict fulfillment of the ceremonial law. They were depending on their fulfillment to get salvation. And they were great big hypocrites and judges, but they relied upon themselves and their works to get salvation. Oh, like a lot of people I know. Religious people depending upon themselves to get salvation. But when they were convicted by Christ's words, he that is without sin, let him first cast a stone. Well, they were self-condemned, and they left one by one. Think about it. There must have been surprise and joy on her part when he spoke the words, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. And you mustn't forget that these were not merely the words of a man, just Joe Soap. No, these were the very words of God, for Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. Wow. These were the words of God. Neither do I condemn you. Did you hear that? Jesus didn't come to condemn us, but to save us. Now, he will come back one day as the judge. But and yes, by the way, that day is coming soon. But his mission then and now was and is to seek and to save those that are lost. Luke 19:10. Neither do I condemn thee. Oh, what words of comfort for that poor woman. And he's still saying the same thing to all who come to him with nothing to plea. Nothing to plea but for his mercy. If you can say, Jesus, save me, and remember I gave the church all that money, no, that's not going to work. Our only plea is that we need mercy. We need forgiveness. We need grace. And he's full of grace. Neither do I condemn thee. What words of comfort for the poor woman, and what words of comfort for us. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. In other words, don't commit adultery. Don't make it. You're not a fornicator. Leave all of that stuff. Leave off that stuff. Turn away from it. And you know what? I believe she was empowered to do just that because of Christ's bold declaration. Neither do I condemn thee. See, that's grace, and grace gives life and power. But if Jesus had said, I ain't going to get you, you adult. Well, she could never have given up adultery, treating her legalistically. Oh, that we as a church would learn to be merciful and gracious. Jesus could have said, ha, they want to stone you, and it serves you right. What were you doing? Come on, what served you right? You were committing adultery. You were. Well, Jesus didn't talk like that. He didn't say it serves you right, that you get in the mess. That's the response, by the way, of the Pharisee and the graceless Christian. What's a graceless Christian? Yeah. That's somebody who says they're a Christian, but they have no grace. They have no mercy. They're always willing and ready to judge and to criticize and condemn. I hate being around people like that. In fact, I'm not around people like that because I choose not to be around people like that. Oh, my Master, my Savior is full of grace. He's full of love. He's full of mercy. And yes, he's just. But you know what he did? He went and he took the punishment that was due to me, that was due to every believer. He died on the cross and paid for us and bought us and redeemed us. Oh my, I wish that all who name the name of Jesus would beware of that condemning spirit. And I'm afraid that we, God's children, yeah, are too apt to condemn each other for failures. I know people who just, oh, well, he's old. He did that. How many years ago was that? Oh, yeah, but he did that did that. It's awful. I'm afraid that we are too quick to condemn each other. It's just not like the Master. Neither do I condemn thee, says Jesus. Ah, these are sweet words. To the young and to the old alike, these are sweet words. Are you fearful that because you failed the Lord Jesus, that you do therefore not belong to him, that you don't belong to him since you failed? Haste, listen to me. That's a lie. That's a lie. Go to him. Though your failures may be many, go to him. His words remain the same. Neither do I condemn thee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Neither do I condemn thee. Oh, Brother Miles, I'm not sure I'm saved. Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you want to be? You say yes. Do you want to be one of his? Yes. Do you want to be one of the blood-bought? Yeah. Now, you questioned your salvation, but do you doubt him? Oh, no, you would never doubt Jesus. Do you believe that he died and he rose again? Oh, yes, I believe that. And do you believe that he is the Lord? Oh, yes, you say, he's the Lord. Did he pay for your sins with his blood? Oh, yes. Then here, come here, listen to me. You are his. Now go to him, look to him, enjoy him, spend time with him, worship him, love him, talk to him. His word is, neither do I condemn thee. Now the psalmist's words are insightful. He writes, like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him, that love him. Psalm 103:13. And then it says in verse 14, this is Psalm 103, it says, he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Then it says in verse 17, his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Oh, well, if it were not so, who would stand? No one would stand. He must and will uphold us. He upholds us from beginning to end. Now that's grace, and we are living in that grace, and that is the gospel truth. Hey, do you know what? If you'd like to talk to me, do so through email, miles, M-I-L-E-S, at milesmckee.com. And a lot of this material is from one of my books called The Gospel Truth About Living in Grace, and that's freely available. Well, it's not free, but it's readily available on Amazon, along with a lot of my books. Make good Christmas presents. Okay, and so I thank you for being here. If you have been sent this podcast, well, let me tell you about the Wednesday Word. The Wednesday Word comes out each week. It's grace-filled, Christ-centered material. And it's free. Just I'll send it to you, but I need your email address. And if you email me, miles@milesmckee.com, and just put in the subject bar, subscribe, then we're flying. Okay. May the Lord bless you until next time, and may his face shine upon you, and may you enjoy him. In Jesus' lovely name.